Now on the ticket hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. After a win, he's obviously in a good mood. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congratulations.
Very thank you. Very thank you for that. I was very pleased that we won that. I'd bet over $10,000 on that game.
Jeez, I think that's illegal.
That you were going to win or that you were going to lose?
That we were going to win.
Oh, okay.
I wanted us to win, and I did think that we would when we did, that we had. And, of course, I had to take Gene made me take Steven and Jerry Jr. out there to San Francisco.
Yeah, we saw them up there in the
They booth. Were there with me, and Jerry Jr. was very excited to go out to Alcatraz and keep asking when the game was going to be over. Get out there and look at the jails. Mm-hmm. But good game, good win. Dan Bailey lost his job and gained it back in the same game.
Yeah, that was something, wasn't it?
I think I could make a 21-yarder. Of course, my leg may fall off when I did it. But I had a leg transplant a couple years ago when I got the face done.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You just kind of give me younger legs. Walk around a little bit easier.
Well, I heard you even thought you were going to lose the game, though, when you guys were down 10 points.
I did. I was not quite as confident at that point. But then I looked down there and I realized I got Tony Romo, famous for ribs. Now, I saw Tony, and he finally got a few haters off his back. That was a very, candidly, it was a very gutty performance. Mm-hmm. And I'm being candid when I say that.
Thanks, I guess.
Gets injured. He runs to the locker room, plays a little rock star on Xbox, makes a few Hollywood calls.
Oh, come on.
Comes back out and wins a game for us. How's that for drama, huh?
That was very dramatic.
And I want to announce next week at the stadium, we're going to have a Tony Romo special, $10 to get you a platter of ribs at the concession stand.
Wow, that's quite a bargain.
Nice? That's great. What a great price.
That's nice. Hey, I was also very happy about that Jesse Holly.
Yeah.
Jesse Holly did a good job for us. I just want to say, good golly, Miss Holly, thank you for your dreadlocked son. Somebody else who I ought to thank for Jesse Holly is Michael Irvings, who had that, candidly, had a reality show. And got Jesse Holly a job here with the Cowboys. And mm-hmm. I have Michael patched in right now on the phone system.
Yeah.
You there, Michael?
I'm here, Jay. You got me.
Good. I want to bring on Michael Irvin, the playmaker, who, after his recent appearance on the cover of Out Magazine, maybe I should call you the gay maker. You made me feel a little candidly gay. I don't want to say that.
Jerry.
Yes.
I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to do Fourth and Long.
Yes. Well, you're welcome. And also quit low talking for dramatic effect there, Michael.
And what that meant? What that meant to somebody like Jesse Holly and someone who could contribute to the Dallas Cowboys. And I told you, Jerry, I told you he could play. I told you, Jerry, he could play.
You did.
And he made play the game. He made play the game.
He's soft talking.
And you know, Jerry, it gave me an idea, because I think that was a first down play when he caught that and ran it down to the 1 yard line. I didn't teach him how to hold the ball out and almost fumble, but I did teach him how to catch a ball and run down the 1 yard line. And it gave me an idea, since it was first down, of another show idea.
What's your other show idea there?
How about second and seven? How about first and 15 after delayed game call in the third quarter?
Wait, Howard, first of all, that's too long a name for a TV show. Second of all, it seems like it's just, how's that any different than fourth and long or any other show?
It's just going to be doing like we could do third and short. And maybe I could find an offensive lineman who could throw a block for you on third and long and third and short. Because you got no lineman right now, Jerry. That's why your quarterback got hurt yesterday.
God.
You don't have a lineman who can block, and you don't have a running back who can pick up short yardage. But you got Jesse Holly, who can give you a first down. And it remind me of the story.
It does what I understand you.
It reminds me of the story when I played. When I was back when I was playing with Jason Garrett, and we got in the huddle one time, and I said, Jason said, we're going to run 65-4-4, 65-4, why? And I said, no, we're not going to run that. We're going to run.
And that's again, the kind of guy. Your story seemed high on energy, but low on content.
And that's the kind of guy Jason Garrett is.
Well, what kind of story was that?
And there's your kind of guy, Jesse. Jerry, you're welcome. You're welcome for that win yesterday, Jerry.
Well, I guess you did play some part in it because you were instrumental in getting Jesse Holly. You have any other funny stories to tell about him?
About Jesse Holly? Yeah. One time on the show, I was trying to show him how to run an out route.
Michael, no.
And I said, that's not the way you're going to run an out route. You wouldn't run an in route. I said, no, we're going to run an out route. He said, no, I'm going to run an in route. I said, no, you're going to run an out route. And you're going to run it like that. And that's what I told him. And then he catches the football yesterday and runs for it. Oh,
once again, another fascinating story there, Michael.
You're welcome, Jerry. You're welcome for Jesse Holly, too, in their 1-1 start.
All right, give me 3 more Jesse Hollies by next week, and maybe we'll win another.
Let's do it, Jerry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, there they go. Jerry Jones and Michael Irvin.
Mm. That was great insight there from those two.
Irvin's a great storyteller, isn't he?
Yeah, those are great. I want to hear those again. All right, it's 8:51 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.